We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
We're talking COVID strategies and vaccine politics. Becky Wittish is joining us this morning, Niagara County Legislature Chair. It's a very different picture between Erie and Niagara counties, two counties that are geographically located right next to each other here in Western New York. And Becky, we appreciate the time this morning. You know, we're 21 months into this pandemic, and it really couldn't be more different the way Erie and Niagara County are approaching the handling of this virus right now. What is the situation in Niagara County with the rise in cases?
Well, good morning, and thank you so much for having me. Who would have thought we'd still be here talking about COVID this far in, right? Thank you for helping to keep our listeners updated and everyone know what's going on. I know that it feels like there's very big differences between us and Erie County, but we are doing many of the same things. The big difference, of course, is the mask mandate, right? We're not doing a mask mandate here in Niagara County, but our numbers are much higher than we would like them to be, of course, and we are watching them very closely. And it's not that we don't encourage mask wearing. We certainly do. We still encourage everyone to follow all of those mitigation protocols to keep themselves safe. You know, wear your mask if you can't socially distance and you're going to be real close with people, especially if you don't know their vaccination status. Keep that home if you're sick. Here in Niagara County, we continue to focus on making sure that we have vaccines available for anyone and everyone who wants them. If you haven't been vaccinated, we ask you to please do so and to get your booster if you have been vaccinated. And taking care of our schools. We want to make sure that our kids are safe and healthy and in school as much as they can be. The big difference, of course, that everyone sees and is talking about is the fact that we don't have a mask mandate here in Niagara County. But we do still have all of our county buildings and employees and the public coming into those buildings wearing masks. And we encourage other businesses, employers to look at their situation and how their employees interact with the public that comes in and decide what's right for their situation and whether they should also be looking at doing that.
You had made mention before of the testing situation. How is that right now in Niagara County? And what are the options for residents of Niagara County to be able to get a COVID test?
Well, testing is certainly available. We see that, you know, through the pharmacies. Some private doctors are doing that, and there's clinics. But we know that testing is becoming harder to find now. You have people who have to be tested weekly for work. You have those who are being tested to travel. And of course, we're encouraging people, if you have symptoms, to go find out, make sure that, you know, it's not fall allergies or a minor cold. So we would like to see more testing here in Niagara County. We feel that that's a no right away if you have COVID and need to stay home and quarantine and stay away from others. For quite a while, we had a state-run free testing site at NCCC, which has been gone for a while now, and we have called repeatedly on the state to please reopen that testing facility. People need to have a convenient, centrally located, free place to go to get tested, because we know there are folks that have minor symptoms who don't want to take the time or spend the money, or maybe don't have the money to go get tested if they're having minor symptoms. But it's so important to know before you go to work and you're around your coworkers or to family holiday gatherings. So we will continue to ask the state to have that state site reopened and to get as much testing here as we possibly can.
Becky, here in Erie County, Mark Polenkars, the county executive, has emergency powers from the state and he himself can unilaterally make decisions for the entire county. You can't do that in Niagara County, am I right?
That's correct. We had a state of emergency in effect, of course, from the beginning of the pandemic. But last summer, when New York State ended their state of emergency, we also ended ours. And we felt that that was important. A state of emergency helped in the early days so that I could make decisions as the chairman of the legislature about ordering supplies, PPE, all of those testing things that we needed. And to be able to do that quickly without convening the full legislature at a time that it wasn't safe to do so. And we were trying to meet remotely, which, of course, is with us for a long time now. We understand those processes and what we have to follow. And it's important not just for the full legislature to be running county government as it should be, but for the public to know what's happening and to have that transparency. So we ended ours, I believe it was mid to late June that the state ended theirs. So we let ours run out at the end of that 30 days. So that is absolutely true. We are back to a point where as a county chairman, I can't make decisions completely on my own. And things now require the vote of the full legislature again, which is how we feel it should be.
Hospitalizations are one thing that gets pointed to a lot, and they are a problem here in Western New York. But the message has always been about, you know, we need the hospitalization number to go down, and that, you know, would be ideal, obviously. But we almost never talk about any couple of weeks or months of the pandemic about increasing hospital capacity. You know, the finger gets pointed at the people, but we should be focused right on hospital capacity and increasing hospital capacity, especially if this is going to be a seasonal virus that it's kind of proven to be so far over 2 years. So what is the hospital picture in Niagara County, and is there a focus right now on increasing capacity?
Well, you're exactly right about the fact that, you know, that needs to happen. And unfortunately, we've seen this past year that the capacity has decreased, because when you're talking capacity, you're talking about not just physical beds in a building, but how many of those beds have staff to go along with the patients. And of course, we've seen decreases in staffing here in Niagara, just like everyone else has. And we know we have higher levels of individuals right now in the hospital with COVID. Although I will say that over the past week, we saw a slight decline, which of course is good. We had fewer positive cases this past week, a small reduction in hospitalizations. So those numbers are always good to hear, of course. We need them to drop significantly, but we know that we need to get beds opened up and available for people. And I was very happy to hear Governor Hochul's plan a few days back about calling in National Guard to help staff nursing homes. We're seeing here in Niagara County, like they are in many areas of the state, that we have residents of nursing homes who were in the hospital for whatever reason, not necessarily COVID. They could be there for any illness or ailment, and they are now doing better and ready to be released from the hospital back to their nursing home. However, there's a staffing shortage in nursing homes as well, so they're not able to take those residents back all of the time. So now you have beds in hospitals that could be opened up very quickly if those residents could be moved back. So I'm really, you know, happy to hear that she's looking at that issue. I would like to see this happen quickly. You know, I've been told by our hospitals here in Niagara County and our health director that we do have many individuals in that situation. So I'm anxiously awaiting details of how the governor is going to make that process work so that we can get some of those beds opened back up quickly in that manner.
Is this a manageable crisis, in your opinion?
It is. We've been managing it for almost 2 years now. You know, again, no one expected it to go on this long or to still be seeing as many cases as we are right now, but we will continue to fight it. We will continue to use our resources at the health department in the best way that we can. Again, getting those vaccination clinics available to everybody, opening up testing, helping with the schools. We are managing it, and we will continue to do so.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.